Prepared. Good morning. Thank you, Rick, and thank you, my colleagues, for electing me to this position. I'm honored to represent the 271 cities and towns as president of the Municipal Association this year. I wear a lot of hats in my life. I'm the mayor of the great city of Conway, South Carolina. I'm an attorney. I've been a social worker, a council member, a deputy city administrator, and like all of you, I've been a problem solver, a negotiator, a compromiser, a visionary, and a friend. But really what I want you to know about me is my love of learning and my willingness to listen. I'm always learning from you and others around me, from the business owners in the city, from our law enforcement officers, from the incredible staff at the city of Conway, from my fellow council members, from my fellow church members, from my family, and from my friends. I didn't go to law school until I was 46 years old. I was always afraid of being alone in the dark until I took a hike, a five-day hike in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and spent 24 hours in solitude when I was 55 years old. I also want you to know that I learned to swim when I was 60 years old. I became, thanks to Adam Emmerich, an axe thrower when I was 65, or just past 65. And just before I passed being 70, I suited up recently to locate and disable bombs. You might ask why this matters. Not the bomb, but the totality of this list. It matters because I want you to know that I'm always learning, and I'm not afraid to step out of my comfort zone and learn more about myself and others. I'm not afraid to take a risk if it means that I can help someone or that I can make a difference. This year at the association, we have expanded our civility campaign nationwide and began statewide partnerships to bring civility and respect back to our council meetings, our chambers, and in our hometowns. We've had great success at the State House supporting and passing legislation to ensure our elected officials have the tools necessary to govern our cities and towns and to provide the best services to our residents, visitors, and business owners. I'm proud of the work we've done and the goals we've accomplished. Did we step out and take a risk? I'd say yes. Is it paying off? And I'd say absolutely it is. Thank you again for trusting me as your president for this upcoming year. I look forward to working with you, listening to you, taking risks together with you to help move our cities and towns forward, and ultimately our state forward. God bless you all, and thank you.